and welcome to the T3 podcast, the only podcast you'll ever need. Other podcasts are available. Coming up on this week's show, it's Apple versus HTC. Oh, wait, make that Apple versus HTC and Google. Ah, how do you like them apples? Apple. LG's pulled its flagship telly before it's even released, but our new 3D announcements on the way from LG within days. And Orange, Intel and Nokia join forces to bring MeeGo to the UK. All that and whatever else trips down these microphones to your ears. So let me introduce my co-host, the inimitable Chris Smith and Mr. T3 himself, Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Dan.
Hello. Well, that was a good intro.
We should probably explain that we're recording as though we're in some sort of fish tank at the moment due to
it's a bit like we've been
but apparently it's not coming over on the recording, so
I guess time will tell. If you're sat at home listening to this thinking, why is the T3 podcast being recorded in a cave
or underwater,
then we can only apologize.
Yeah,
high tech as ever on this show.
Yes, always. Anyway, Duncan, some shit tried to break into my car and my dog appeared on telly. My personal highs and lows of the week. But what's been getting you down, may I ask?
What shit broke into your car?
Well, he didn't actually. He tried to break into my car, but we saw him. So I chased him down the street in, well...
Your boxers.
What can only be described as half pyjamas, half dressed. So, you know, it was a good look.
What half was pajamas and what half
was... the bottom half was pajamas. The top half was a jumper and t-shirt.
At least it wasn't just half pajamas.
Yeah.
I was just picturing you running down the street naked from the waist down. Come back!
He didn't seem that...
Come back!
He didn't seem that scared, actually.
He probably would have run faster if he had been.
I guess I'd have to ask your wife about that.
More amused than anything. But there we go. So my dog did...
What was the question again?
Oh.
What's ruined my week?
Yeah.
Funnily enough, Nokia has ruined my week.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, no, because unfortunately I've got my retaliation in advance.
Right.
And I can't really do any more to slag off that particular phone.
Yeah, but it was just to recap on where we were with Nokia, the last we heard, they were monitoring your rants and had bricked your phone on purpose.
Yesterday, they didn't allow me into the launch party. Which I would feel
with everybody else.
No, well, exactly. I would feel slighted, but also nobody else could get in because Nokia, believe it or not, and I don't want to sound like a terribly up myself technology journalist, but they'd invited the public to this launch of the X6. Can you imagine such a thing? We turned up as members of the tech reviewing community,
glitterati,
had to queue up because they'd invited. Just normal people, you at home, listeners. I had to stand in a queue with people like you.
There was no VIP queue.
No, there was two queues. Oh. This is like a new PR thing that I'm not aware of. They said there's two queues, one for press and one is the guest list. Mm. But what I used to know as a guest list obviously doesn't apply anymore. And what guest list now means is just list.
Right.
It's just people queuing up.
Right.
This sounds good to me, though. Like, I'm so bored of the same faces at these events, and you have to try and make small talk with them every time. Let the public in and let them, you know.
Yeah, no, that's fine, as long as I can still get in. So we actually gave up and retired to a pub around the corner.
I think there was a lot of tweets from a lot of tech journalists last night.
There was
pretty
honestly
pissed off with Nokia.
It's I don't want to have a go at Nokia. I mean, it does. Some people in the kind of magazine and tech field are a bit more up themselves than we were. And honestly, the woman in front of me had two BlackBerries, and she was using both of them at once.
Brilliant.
To contact people inside or people at Nokia or people at the PR company. In a desperate bid to get in. A double BlackBerry.
Who was
assault.
It who was performing that was so desperate, everyone was desperate to get in to see?
The one who isn't the fat one out of Horn and Corden.
Oh, my Lord.
Who cares? For fuck's sake. So, anyway, so we gave up and went to the pub.
Life of a technology journalist.
I wish someone would pop that fat one from Horn and Corden.
He is quite fat.
The other one's got a really weird face. He's got a really weird, angular face. He always looks very angry.
He wouldn't give Rhi an interview when we were at the Palm pre-launch party. He wouldn't talk to us. He was just like, nah, mate. Whatever, bruv.
Bastard.
Don't like him. Don't like the other one.
Okay.
Move on.
Well, so screw him. Screw Nokia. don't buy an X6 under any circumstances. I think is the good.
On to our top story. And what else could it be but the courtroom royal rumble that's bubbling between Apple and HTC, or should I say Apple and Google, because HTC isn't fighting this alone now, is it?
No, the big brother has come along and said, stop picking on my little brother. Because I'll slap
you
the piss
out
of you.
You can just see Apple go, yeah, you and whose army?
This army, pal.
Yes. A little more.
I like it.
A bit bigger than HTC.
Yeah, I mean, it's we've just done a poll on T3.com today, and the support in the tech reading community is overwhelmingly in favor of HTC. Three quarters of people who are supporting Team HTC over Team Apple. In this,
I think that's because, but Apple is being quite bullying on this. I mean, I don't know, because I don't understand how patents work, but some of the things that it's suing over and saying we patented that idea don't seem like the thing, like sliding a virtual button to unlock it. Is that really an idea you can patent?
I mean, that will be, if it does go to court, I imagine that'll be part of HTC's defense, because if it's just an obvious idea, then you can't. You know, you can't justifiably patent it. But yeah. I know it's things like their sliding screen. You know when you scroll up the screen or scroll down, you just kind of slide your thumb and it goes woo. You know. When it ends, it does a little bounce, like it's hit a little buffer and it's bounced back. And that is patented. You know, things like that. So, you know.
It's quite surprising. I don't know, to be fair. I mean, Apple, if they develop these things, and like nobody had really made a touchscreen device that worked amazingly, until the iPhone came along. So I mean, I think they're entitled to defend their
Apple changed the playing field. Didn't they? This Apple's filed 20 patent infringements. This is what Steve Jobs has said. We can sit by and watch competitors steal our patented inventions, or we can do something about it. We decided to do something about it. We think competition is healthy, but competitors should create their own original technology, not steal ours. Which is pretty strong
stuff. Sod off, Jobs.
But it's an interesting thing because, in order to compete, you have to have a similarly elegant UI. So what do? You go away and reinvent the wheel? Because like the whole pinch to zoom and stretch to zoom, what other way could anybody come up with to do? You know, I mean, like there was the Samsung thing where you gave it a bit of a twirl. Mm. That was rubbish. So I don't know. I'm in two minds about it. I think part of me thinks Apple is absolutely right to do it. And another part of me thinks things like that shouldn't be patentable. They should be, you know, Apple have reaped the rewards because they did it first and the iPhone's been a massive success. I don't know. I've normally got a firm opinion, but on this one I can't make my mind up.
It is interesting the way Apple's gone about it, going after HTC, because it's almost like they took a bit of a calculated decision thinking, you know, HTC will just fall over if we, if we throw enough at them.
Yeah, maybe.
We won't go after Google, we'll go after them, but they've got Google anyway now, you know.
Well, the other interesting thing is that all of these phones, up to an extent, well, them and Motorola, they seem to do different things in America to what they do in Europe. But a lot of the Android phones, although the touchscreens, and we've talked about this before, are multi-touch ready, as it were, they don't employ multi-touch. Yeah, and precisely because they want to avoid lawsuits from Apple.
When I played with it in the States, it didn't have any multi-touch.
Yeah.
You
know. But it does have in Europe, or will have, supposedly. Yeah, and like the Droid stroke Milestone is like it has these different approaches in Europe and America. So they must have known they were sailing close to the wind with this thing. So may the best man win, I say. I'm going to sit on the fence.
I mean, this has probably brought it to people's attention because it's quite high profile, this. But these tech companies sue each other all the time.
Apple is currently suing and being sued by Nokia is suing everybody else in the mobile phone world. Apple is counter-suing Nokia.
I've got here Kodak is suing Apple, Nokia sued Apple, Apple sued back.
If you want to know more about this, there's an excellent article about it on t3.com and in the new issue of T3, which is out today.
We talked about Palm and Apple, who are kind of in a bit of a face-off at the moment, threatening to sue each other because, you know, they've got the Palm Pre and the iPhone, and basically they're just locked because if one sues, it's a bit like a nuclear arsenal they've each got here, because they've each got so many patents that they each have probably infringed. That if one sues, the other's just going to unleash their lawyers.
Mutual assured destruction.
Yeah, the only people who are going to win the day will be the lawyers.
Well, the only people who win at the end of the day are always the lawyers. But
yes,
that's the moral of that story.
Quite possibly. HTC, incidentally, they say, we respect and value patent rights, but we're committed to defending our own innovations. So sounding like they'll be fairly robust if they if this does end up in court. Google.
I suspect they might become a bit less robust as the coming to court date gets nearer.
Yeah, with Google behind them. You know, Google have said, we're not part of this lawsuit. However, we stand behind our Android operating system and the partners who've helped us to develop it, which is... shows loyalty, I guess, you know?
That's nice, I thought.
Yeah. Okay, well, you can see the patents on T3.com. Not that they make a terrific amount of sense, I have to say, but there you are. Anyway, on to other things, methinks, and time to say, here is the news. Yes, forget Android, forget Apple even, because Nokia's announced it's bringing its MeeGo devices to the UK at the end of this year on Orange.
Yep, the Linux-based platform runs on anything that packs an Intel Atom chip, be that a netbook, MID, or smartphone. Combining media, apps, and services, Orange reckons it's just the thing to get 75% of its customers who haven't yet used the mobile internet surfing.
What's an MID?
That's a mobile internet device.
Oh, thank you.
If there's a 47-inch hole in your living room that's just waiting to be filled by LG's flagship 3D TV, then bad news.
Tough shit.
It's announced the LD920 will now only be available commercially and won't be making an appearance in the shops.
The passive 3D telly promised to be cheaper than active systems and was also set to be one of the first 3D TVs to actually arrive here. Don't despair just yet, though, because word is LG's planning some new announcements next week. Stay tuned.
And some other interesting Androidy news this week. First up is the Motorola HS1001, Moto's first home phone to run Android. It'll be on sale in the States this summer, complete with a 2.8-inch screen and Wi-Fi for web browsing.
And Google's announced gesture search, easy for me to say, for the Nexus One and Moto Milestone, which brings handwriting recognition to Google Search. You can check out a full video of it in action on T3.com. That's not true, though, Dan.
Oh.
That's not right.
What?
It's like Spotlight. It searches your phone. So it's not like a Google search.
It's the Android search, not Google
search.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. I had a play with it today, and you kind of just type in a letter, and it brings up all your contacts that begin with that letter, all the apps and everything, and it remembers who you've used from there. So if you type in C and you dialed Chris Smith using that way before, then that will come to the top.
Which would be odd if you were Chris Smith.
If it was, yeah. If it was, but it's also really cool.
Not many friends then, Chris.
Just one contact in your phone book.
Actually, funny enough, that sounds exactly like Spotlight. I think I feel another lawsuit coming on.
Ah, but they've added, exciting handwriting.
Is it Spotlight or Searchlight? I can't remember. No, Searchlight's some sort of anti-fascist Searchlight magazine.
I've got a thing on my phone, now, on my Android, called Phone Search, which sounds very similar as well. But, yeah. Not quite as exciting.
Do you want to know an interesting thing about the LG story? About that? A little bit of a thing that's rankled with us this week as well. Is they did slightly stiff us over there, because we're currently putting together the T3 Hot 100, which is the rundown of the hottest gadgets that are going to shape all of our technological lives for the next 12 months. And obviously, we're very keen to have 3D tellies in there. And at one point, we're looking like having that LG telly on the cover, or at least very prominent. Mm. And it's gradually, over the last few months, it's got further and further away from our anticipating fingers, until eventually it's like, oh, it's not actually, well, it is coming out, but you won't be able to buy it. And we're like, maybe we won't put it in the Hot 100 then. Do you have anything else? And they're like, well, we do have some other tellies. And they're like, can we have some spec or anything? And they're like, no. But we do have some other tellies coming. And the whole 3D thing is beginning to look a bit, we talked about this last week, is beginning to look a bit iffy. Sky, their channel, much vaunted channel, not least by us, has gone from an April launch date, and to be scrupulously fair to Sky, they did have the demonstration in the pubs, and that was in about April, April, so they've got something there. But then it sort of slipped. Well, the word was, about October, the channel proper will be launching into people's homes. The last conversation we had with them, the official line is there is no official line. And there's now no launch date for it that can be, named. Not even, we couldn't even pin them down to this year, I don't think.
So hold on, people are going to be buying 3D tellies.
Well, they're not, because nobody's actually bringing out any. No, Panasonic certainly have a 3D telly.
Samsung.
LG certainly do not, but say they're going to. Samsung, do they? Yes, the cheaper 3D ready ranges are definitely coming out. The 9000 again is looking a bit. When's that going to appear? And Philips have something that will be able to be converted to play 3D later in the year, which I still don't really understand.
What about that Toshiba Cell TV?
Wouldn't expect to see that this year, to be honest. The amount of tech in that.
So essentially, hardware may or may not arrive this year, but
content, forget it.
Oh, wow.
It's a shame.
It's always the same with these things, but never mind.
I know, you get yourself all excited.
Yes, you do. Anyway, it's time for your tweets to T3DOTCOM. This week, all on that Apple HTC lawsuit. Dunk, what have you got?
Well, OMK17 says, stand up for Android rate. Sorry, I just can't bloody read today. I've taken off my headphones, so I'm no longer getting the echo in my ears. But I just I had a pint at lunchtime, that's what it is. Stand up for our Android rights. That was a song by Yaz, wasn't it? Vote. Apple is just trying to step on the little guy. I love that. HTC isn't, you know...
It's not that little.
It's
actually,
little compared to Apple, perhaps, but it's not like we're talking about they've gone like round to Mr. Patel's corner shop and threatened him with a knuckle duster.
This time next year, we'll all be hating HTC being this massive conglomerate.
In the arc of, like, you know, sort of coolness to evilness.
I know. It's the eternal story
about tech at the moment.
Apple are just bitter now because they have that.
Because they're so massively successful.
Damn it, we don't have that niche coolness anymore, guys. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Mike Jennings tells T3.com that it's Team HTC all the way. Apple is being ridiculous and petty.
Well, I can balance all this up now by going to SifJ's tweet, also known as Simon Flowers Jones.
Sci-fi.
He says, what's wrong with hardware or software that you know is going to work every time? HTC and Android's okay, but lack feel. He's voting for Team Apple.
Fair enough.
So there is always one.
Nice one, Simon. HTC's hardware and software do generally work every time as well.
Yeah, their Sense UI, it did tame Windows Mobile, and the hardware's pretty slick. I'm slowly, slightly falling out of love with my Hero. It's getting a bit too slow now.
Mine is too.
But it is aging, though, isn't it?
It is.
Mine's got that disease that yours has got as well.
To buy a Legend.
Yes, it also does that annoying thing where it doesn't ring for the first few times when someone's ringing it.
Yeah.
Suckage.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I saw an HD2 for the first time at lunch today.
Massive, isn't it?
Bloody hell.
They're big. Could eat your dinner off that.
God almighty.
Anyway, Chris, are you ready for this? Because it's your gadget of the week.
I kept saying music.
Wow, we need a new jingle.
We do. I feel a little bit unworthy of that jingle, considering it's like taking over bloody Bobby Charlton's shirt or something like that. You should retire it gracefully.
Anyway, what have you got for us?
Sony Ericsson Vivaz.
Vivaz?
Yes, the high-def shooting, the first high-def shooting Sony Ericsson phone. And it's very dinky, I must say.
Curvaceous.
Yeah.
Supposedly curved to fit your face, but it's not really. It's the back that's curved.
Yeah,
it's not the front.
It's curved to fit the hand,
isn't
it?
Flat. The back is good. I'm presuming to fit your palm.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They've decided to do that with all their phones now, like the Xperia X10 range and stuff.
It looks quite like the Nexus One, doesn't it? I mean, it's like current wave of phones do have a look a bit like that.
Yeah.
But in traditional Sony Ericsson style, it's like a sort of slightly plasticky and not quite as
Sony
well designed.
How's Sony Ericsson's UI
going
at the moment?
That's Symbian. It runs Symbian.
It's also got a glass screen, which feels very slidey to me.
Yeah, I wasn't really very sold on... I quite like the look of it, but the feel of it is a bit off, I think.
And it has a 3.5mm jack, which is always nice.
It's only the second Sony Ericsson phone ever to have a 3.5mm jack, the first being the W990.
W995? Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Dunk.
Good facts.
Amazing facts. We're actually pretty facted up this week by our standards. Normally we're kind of grasping around.
So
is this
an exciting Sony Ericsson? You know, it's got HD in there and the 3.5mm jack, which should be standard on every phone, let's face it.
Well, it feels a little bit like the 8910 from Samsung last year, in that it's got the HD video and the... But it doesn't have an OLED screen or anything, and it feels kind of cheap to me.
I know. I looked at it and thought, oh, that looks quite nice. And when I picked it up, I was expecting cold, hard metal. But it's actually quite cheap plastic.
Yeah. I think it's a nice phone. For people who are into YouTubing everything they ever do, it's a decent phone.
It's also got those
It'll probably be cheap and on
very
contract.
Thin plasticky silver buttons, which I'm not a fan of.
My main issue with it, as always, I do have my bugbears that I come back to all the time, but it's...
Is the next word to leave your mouth about to be symbiote?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's ridiculous. Like, releasing a new phone in this day and age...
They have tried to skin it a little.
Yeah, not very successfully, I think. And the touchscreen is not great for typing or anything like that. Okay. There's another version. There's a pro version, which has got a slide-out QWERTY, which actually might be better.
And it still shoots the same video. Sony Ericsson are quite into their little mini versions of things.
Do you know what I think with Sony Ericsson at the moment? They're just flinging... Well, no, this is what they've always done. They're flinging loads and loads of shit at the wall and seeing what sticks. It's like, we'll have one with a keyboard, we'll have one without a keyboard, we'll have a smaller one,
we'll have an Android one, a Symbian one. And I'm not so sure it's been the best.
It's like, why not just put all your resources into making two decent phones instead of 27 mediocre ones? Well, yeah, hate to harp on about it, but they have
done rather well.
To be honest, I don't see what was wrong with the Cybershots and the Walkman phones, because they had like a built-in brand there and people were buying them. All they needed to work on is the UI on those phones. Mm-hmm. Like the cameras on them are second to none.
Everyone said, you know, oh, if you want a decent camera phone, I'll get the Cybershot.
Yeah, if you want a decent music phone, get the Walkman phones. Yeah. But it's just the interfaces that let them down time after time after time.
But I think they've had to go back to the drawing board, because I know Sony Ericsson, from that launch thing of theirs that I went to last year, they see web browsing and social network communicating as being the two most important things. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's right or not, but what that means is, of course, they're the two things that their phones were crap at.
Yeah.
So they basically have kind of torn up the whole Cybershot and Walkman idea and are now trying to build from the ground up an iPhone-type phone or a set of iPhone-type phones that are good for web browsing and all that sort of thing. So
they've been trying it. I think you're right. They're just throwing as much as they can. We have that Ino, Yari, Uno.
I use an Ino. Uno's. It's so terrible.
Okay. So is there going to be a...
I don't want to be like...
Is there going to be a review of this on T3.com? Are you going to...
There already is.
Yeah, there is. One went up today.
Okay. Nice.
3 stars.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Actually, that's not bad in the new...
It's not a T3 stars. Shit, terrible phone. And if you're somebody who does like to spend a lot of their time videoing stuff, you can do it in HD. It's got a very good autofocus... which means that you keep everything fairly sharp.
On the HTC Hero is shocking. Yeah. So I wouldn't mind something that did decent video for a change.
I think the kids will like it.
The kids, okay. It'll be down with the kids. We'll check it out on t3.com. Thank you, Chris.
When they're jiving and happy snapping and running around in their mini skirts and...
They're sexting.
Listening to their rockabilly music.
Now then, there is a new T3 out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have the compact edition, you have the large edition.
Yes, mine appears to be somewhat larger than yours, Dan.
Yes, I think you're compensating for something there, Duncan.
No.
Oh. What's inside? There's a very large orange writing iPad on the front.
Yeah, apparently Apple got this thing coming out. We've basically got 20 pages... it's not all devoted to the iPad, but we've got about tablets. 7 or 8 pages devoted to the iPad, and then another 12 or so pages devoted to tablets, slates.
Okay.
And then, is there another word? mobile internet devices.
Yeah.
Good. MIDs.
Excellent. That's a bit
and you can read our various verdicts on it. I say I wouldn't mind one if I got a free one.
Isn't that what you said on the podcast about 3 weeks ago?
That's just what I say about everything, to be honest. And and then we got very nicely styled tablets across America, kind of road trip type thing.
And the first UK review of the Google phone.
Which, well, I won't give it away. Oh. Well, no, I will actually, because it's been up on the website for 3 weeks.
Yep.
Gets 5 stars, and it's the first phone we've given 5 stars to for...
Since the iPhone 3GS.
Since the 3GS. Okay, so it's right up there then.
Yep. Ironically, since we reviewed it, of course, the Legend and the Desire have been announced and both look much better. But them's the breaks in the tech world.
So
one month you're up.
A sort of a Dubai-esque 6-star.
But do you know what? Yeah. The Google phone is out and it's a 5-star phone and it's a great phone. The other two phones look better, but they aren't out and they might turn out to be not as good as they look.
Okay.
Or something may go horribly wrong with the, I don't know, it's hard to see what. But anyway, the Google phone is out there and is really good.
I mean, the first time I saw the Hero, I was like, this is absolutely positively a 5-star phone. And then the more I played with it, there are things that happened. It's still a great phone that I love, but I think it's there's enough wrong about it for it not to be a five-star thing.
Yeah, we never. It was always a four-star thing in T3. And there's also, talking about lawsuits, and this is also up on the website, isn't it? There's a two-pager on the best ever lawsuits, including that guy who sued Blizzard because your character in World of Warcraft walks too slowly.
Has
called Martin Gore from Depeche Mode as a witness because he understands alienation and can therefore talk about the terrible sadness that this chap felt having to walk so slowly.
And also a guide to this year's Formula One.
Oh, yeah. If you like Formula One, if you like watching cars driving round and round and bloody round in circles.
Frankly,
then
technology meets cars, I'm very happy.
I thought you would be, Dan. You seem like a petrol head. You're like Jeremy Clarkson, you're like a motormouth petrol head.
There we are. Okay, well, it is out now with your ultimate iPad guide. And a rather nice, what would you call that style swimsuit?
Minimal.
Minimal swimsuit wearing model on the front.
I like her.
She's large lovely. iPad. She's either a very tiny model or there's a giant iPad. I'll leave you to decide which it is.
What you see is because it's quite literally the biggest gadget of 2010. We've done a clever visual pun there, you see.
I see. Very good. Now, having had one pointless press release for about a year, and the second one has come along.
Yeah,
what else? Like London
what
buses. Yes.
What other shite has been filling our inbox?
Right. Okay. iPhone app called iSicko. Okay. What do you reckon that is?
iSicko. Is it an iPod app where you press a virtual button and you get the noise of somebody throwing up?
Yes.
I tell you, know, say what you like about me. I know the lowest common denominator.
Are you a little bit... are things a little bit dull? Do you want to liven up the place? Then you need iSicko. Maria today announced the launch of its first iPhone app, the iSicko. This aptly named app randomly selects various forms of vomit, filling up your iPhone with full audio sound as well.
Oh, we've got to try this out on the podcast.
Now, I got a phone call about this morning by this lovely lady, and she's like, oh, we'll send you a press release on Tuesday, I wonder if you had a chance to have a look at it, about our app called iSicko. And I remember seeing it in the subject line, and I was like, this is of no interest to us whatsoever. I'm sorry. Bye bye.
Come on. We've got to hear it.
All right. None of us have got an iPhone, so we can't.
No.
Go on. Next week.
Do you know
iPhone with iSicko in this studio?
I know the reason why they've done this because there's an application called iFart.
Yes.
Which I would imagine is the same thing but with farting. Mm. The guy who made that app at one point was making about 10 grand a day out of it.
Jeez.
There's just nothing.
iBoobs app where you could use the accelerometer to
jiggle the boobs.
Jiggle boobs. And I think it got pulled, so they replaced it with jelly.
What got pulled?
Hey!
There we go. Well, anyway, that is about all we have time for. Remember, teeth.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves, the new edition. And we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.